And well, to go on then, it's your blog is linked to from the not the Wikipedia wiki page, but I'm sure many people will have read it anyway. I'll just hand the floor to you for a sec to sort of say, you know, what's your desired outcome from raising the issues that you're raising, and what do you see as the key sort of questions that need answering?
Okay, so there's two things here. I think the questions that need answering are what happened in the past, how does that impact the culture of the foundation? We're seeing that now. How does that impact the finances? And the desired outcome is part of a much larger topic on where is the foundation heading? What's going on with the foundation? The foundation is undergoing an incredible change right now. And there's people that are very much for it. And I know for a fact that there are people very much against the way that the foundation is heading. There's also a level of a certain mythology. You know, there's this story of Wikipedia, which people talk about, which is essentially myth. It was myth that was created, I would suggest even consciously, to promote this project, you know. And I think that is problematic. I think in some
When you say the myth, Benny, is that the myth of altruism, the myth of wiki love, or what would you say that the myth is?
I think that's part of the myth, certainly. I think just the very creation myth of Wikipedia is questionable, to be sure. I mean, there was a wealthy trader who always loved reading encyclopedias, so he created Wikipedia for altruistic purposes. No, I don't buy any of that. And I think the people that critically examine the sources are going to see what I mean by that. Look at the early emails. I posted one post on my blog called A Question for Eric, where Eric himself called into question that whole mythology just a year ago, December 2006, I believe, that he did that, and said, wait, no, Jimmy didn't create Wikipedia.
I think it's certainly true. I mean, the foundation's like, it's moved, for instance, from Florida to San Francisco, and it's hired lots of people. The delay in the audit was you know, that was a bit of an issue. The audit took a while to come out. And let's get to the meat of it now, because we're sort of in. Danny, you've asserted that basically specifically that money may have been wasted by the foundation in ways that didn't improve its aims.
Exactly.
And do you want to just say a bit more about, you know, the way, can you say clearly the ways in which that sort of happened, and what you think sort of possibly should be done about it?
I think that this is a foundation, it's a charitable foundation. We take money from people. One of the many hats that I wore was I was the person that went to the mailbox, picked up the mail, made sure that there was a record of every single donation. So I know every single donation that was made from 2003 with the first two PayPal donations all the way down till when I left. I tracked that. I followed it. I set up the system by which I helped to set up the system by which it was kept. And the stories that came with the donations were just as moving, if not more, than the actual fact that there were donations. So there were people that were giving money who didn't have it. People would write, hey, I don't have enough money to pay rent this month, so I can only give you $10. Please take it.
And this point, I'll introduce one thing that we spoke about this briefly yesterday, Danny, but I wondered if there's a sort of if there's a shift in the way people, or if there's a tension in sort of the conceptual framework, if you like, or the way people think of Wiki. If any of us haven't had the chance to read Jimbo's talk page lately, it's well worth it. And Giano in particular relates a story about a ball, a charity ball in Palermo. He's sort of saying that by way of, in his usual style, he spins a tale where if you wish to raise millions of dollars as opposed to tens of dollars, then some significant expenditure is necessary. And I think another sort of fairly well-respected or well-known editor is Guy Chapman, who's piped up at the talk page of Jimmy's article, sort of saying, look, there's no story here. WMF is a very small business anyway. Basically, it's a case of, Jimbo was a bit slack with his expenses, but he squared it away, and the foundation lawyer signed it off.
I would contend it's questionable whether he squared it away, but I think there's much more to it than that. Yes, you have to spend money to make money. As a matter of fact, it's common amongst nonprofits, and I've worked in nonprofits before, and I raised money for nonprofits before. You must spend money to raise money. In fact, that's a given that it costs. You estimate how much it costs to raise every dollar. So for every dollar, it can cost 20 cents, it can cost 70 cents. You try to be as efficient as possible with that. One of the examples is, during my tenure in the office, I instituted a policy by which every donation over a certain amount received a thank you note, a thank you card in the mail at the end of the year. That's something that cost us money. We paid for postage. We paid to print up Wikipedia thank you cards. I don't know if they
to be very specific, there's a feeling out there amongst, you know, Giano and JZG, that they're probably, I wouldn't describe them as close wiki friends, but but they're both sort of representing the same attitude, which is a sort of I think the section Giano created was called non-story.
Let me continue with this story, and I think I'll get that message across. It's when I sent out the thank you cards the first time, which was in 2005, the end of Christmas 2005, there was an uproar. How dare I spend money like that? Because that's a waste of money, and people aren't giving money for thank you cards or anything like that. And the cost of the thank you cards was actually minimal. We did bulk. We printed in bulk. It was volunteers that I spent many a weekend and many a night licking envelopes to make sure that they went out. But they had a payback. People were grateful for it because there were also people that said, I'm never donating to you again because I didn't get any recognition of it. We also sent out tax forms with the thank you cards. And yet there was an uproar in the community about how we can waste money on thank you cards. I would then ask the question, what were the other expenses that are even more questionable? Let's assume they're right. I think they're wrong, but let's assume they're right. If it's questionable to thank donors, would it not be more questionable to ask donors for certain amounts of money and then to use it frivolously? If we're going to be so careful with the money that donors donate to us that we're not even going to send out a thank you to them,
Giano's example, it sounds to me like you're saying you have no problem with spending any amount of money as long as it gets the return.
I'm not saying that. I think it has to be determined what that amount of money is, and it also has to be what that project is that you're doing to get the return. So I agree. You know, it could be that it's a great idea for the Wikimedia Foundation to run a costume ball or a high-profile $10,000 plate dinner where they pay $2,000 per each head, but they each bring in $8,000. I've actually worked on dinners like that for my previous job.
Exactly,
those are acceptable ways to raise money, no question. The question is, if the money and the money there was coming from small donors, little donors, kids, and people were opposed to the most basic usage of the money, the way the money was used was careless.
Yeah. And in fact, go ahead, Danny.
One sentence, please. I saw this email, this letter should still be there in a file. I'll ask them to find it. There was a guy that gave, and I give this story all the time, a guy that donated $3.50 by check to the Wikimedia Foundation with a handwritten note that said, I'm a college student. You've saved my life countless times. I can't afford lunch. I can't afford anything. All I can send you is $3.50, but I'm skipping lunch to do it. And I know he was telling the truth because the check bounced.
Okay? Maybe he bought lunch anyway.
He possibly got a beer that night, you know? But that's... You know, when you bounce a $3.50 check, you know that the person is in desperate, dire circumstances. That kind of money, what are we going to spend it on? I can see spending it on servers. I can see spending it on salaries. I can see spending it on raising more money. I can't see spending it on frivolous dinners. I can't see spending it on renting a tux. I can't see spending it on travel expenses, which are unnecessary. I think that's wrong. So the fact is that, yes, you have to raise money, you have to spend money. But that's not what the money I'm talking about that was spent. You know, you could take people out for dinner. I go out for dinner. I'm in St. Pete. I've taken people out for dinner here. I've gone out with people for dinner here. There are plenty of restaurants in this city, and in Tampa even more. You can be also frugal, even if you're speaking with donors. Even if you want to treat donors, and they weren't exactly donors, they became donors. I don't even want to go into
that. Interestingly, looking at Jimbo's talk page, Giano makes the comment that in actual fact, for Jimbo to be hiring suits is embarrassing for the foundation because he should have his own suit. It's almost the same point you're making, but coming from sort of completely the other angle. I think to sum it up, you're saying that being a charity, clearly being a charity, and being supported on a grassroots level adds an almost greater moral and ethical dimension to the responsibility for spending.
Yes.
And I want to just, I mean, you've been very clear on your blog that, you know, you feel that there's questions to be answered there. I'll ask you, I don't want us to get into too technical details because, you know, the role of this is to have an open conversation and for anyone, to, you know, in fact, just to be very clear, this is a wiki effort. Anyone that wishes to host similar conversations or come and chat and or do anything really, you know, can and should. And as I said, I don't want us to get too technical, but perhaps just briefly, to sum up the expenses issue, Jimbo was very, very behind in his submitting of receipts. This seems to be the common ground. And then it was at a point that it was sort of resolved. I think you've asserted that Jimbo paid some money to the foundation. That's what you're saying?
Yes.
And there's an aspect of that people have asked about, which did interest me as well, which is that was that sort of clearly marked, or was that a donation, or would you have any idea technically what happened there?
I can just say that I did not intend for that to come out the way it did, but I will say clearly, the money that he gave can be found for anybody who's looking to verify the story. The money can be found in the donation log, the CRM donation log, that was set up shortly before this for the first fundraiser. So if they want to find out where this money was there, is Danny telling the truth? There are two checks that were given at that particular time.
Someone's phone's ringing. It's not mine.
Sorry, that was mine. I just got rid of it.
Oh, that's all right. I've just bumped her over down. She can come back up. Okay, so I think
that's where the money can be. That's where the evidence of that story can be found. Whether Jimmy actually got a tax rebate from it, I do not know. I would assume not.
It's just you offer that as a corroboration.
Actually, my assumptions are very different, but I don't know. I have no evidence either way.
Okay. I think, Danny, is there any, in terms of other, like, again, we're talking generally here. You've talked about, you know, wanting to promote, I guess what you could, you know, you want the foundation to be run properly, to be making money where it should be, et cetera, et cetera. What would your be, you know, would you have any idea what you would want for the next, you know, next 2 or 3 months, say? How would you like this to be digested?
Ideally?
Yeah.
Since my charges are very serious, I would like people to ask the very basic question. If anything that I said is true, A, is it acceptable? B, are there legal consequences for it?
So basically,
I'm not saying, and let me be clear here, I'm not saying Jimmy should go to jail. I don't believe that in the least. But what are the consequences for it? So first of all, does this endanger our 501c3 status? which is something it took us a while to get. So,
yeah.
You know, there's 501c3 status in the United States. I imagine you're speaking from Britain, but it's a very specific legal status that you have as a charity to be a not-for-profit. And you have to follow a certain set of guidelines and rules in order and to comply with those guidelines and rules in order to be a 501c3. Some of these activities threaten the 501c3 status. There were auditors in the office. As a matter of fact, I was on the first audit committee, so I've certainly seen all the books. The main audit book for the first audit was called Danny's Audit File, as a matter of fact. It was a red folder that sat in what later, last became Sue's office. Where I ran around collecting all the necessary documents, which weren't always that easy to find. Some of them didn't exist. We had to get them. So that those are certainly things that should be considered. But I think an independent investigation, there have been rumors about this kind of stuff in the WMF for a very long time. Amongst donors, amongst other people. And those rumors didn't originate with me.
Yeah,
but
I think we'll
let me finish the sentence. To ensure the stability and the continuity of the foundation and the well-being of the foundation, it's important to investigate this properly. Whether it's an IRS audit, an attorney general audit, it should be investigated.
And I'd like to draw that into to sort of moving on to some final thoughts and comments. Just to build on what I was saying about this being a time when Wikipedia really is looking to resolve things, I noticed a couple of things. First of all, Eric's initial reaction on the mailing list was to sort of indicate that he was not willing to engage with you on that platform, which would sort of that's one thing. And then we had at Jimbo's tour page, we had Thelonious Monk, who's very widely respected and quite an influential administrator. Suggest that it was time to archive the story. Whereupon I think it was Gianna who responded almost straight away saying, you know, no, that's crazy. Let's talk about it. Let's get it talked through and then we can move on. I wonder if this is a time when Wikipedia is willing to investigate these things and look at them and talk about them. I'll bring Darova. Oh, just before I bring Darova in for some thoughts as well, a couple of other things that I noticed that I think are positive steps and are things that are showing that Wikipedia can self-criticize, self-analyze, and learn from things. We've got the next week, in fact, Judd Bagley, otherwise known as User Word Bomb, is sharing a platform at a media conference in New York with Gil Pencina. I think it's pronounced Gil, and Gil's the CEO of Wikia. That'll be very interesting to see the conversation that happens there. And we've also got the Manton Morland case, where there's some of the most open. This is in terms of the English Wikipedia. There's been some of the most open and transparent sort of discussions of how decisions being made. With Brad posting what was quite a difficult decision to write, which was then pretty much roundly panned, and then coming back and talking about it more. Darova, I'll bring you in at this point, just to go backtrack a bit, but to having listened to Danny and see what your thoughts are on that whole thing.
Well, I think one of the first things that comes to mind listening to Danny talk about the background with this is those of us who have worked very deeply in any one area have undoubtedly been in a group conversation where someone comes along with a very extreme heartfelt opinion that's also pretty out of touch with the way that things are generally done. And that was my impression, and I wasn't involved in that particular thank you note discussion, but that was my impression. Just hearing you describe it, I've had that same conversation in several different contexts myself. I also note that people like that tend to walk away after a couple of weeks and not really follow through on the larger areas. Was that a correct impression that I got there, Danny?
I'm not sure I understand what you're saying.
Well, okay, you had some people come along and tell you that it was the wrong use of money to send out thank you notes, right? And were those people who were also involved in broader areas of fundraising, or who you worked with on other fundraising efforts, or were these kind of, I call them drive-by opinions?
Yeah, I would say it was mostly drive-by opinions, although it was also, it was from both sides actually. Mm. It was people that were involved in other very high-level aspects of the foundation. In fact, those are the people that I contend, and I can't speak for them, and I do hope at one point they will speak up. Some of the people that questioned what I was doing with that were people that actually know the story, and if they were to speak up, could verify my story.
I guess the other question that I've got about your decisions in these last few days have been about timing and venue. I'm just seeing how this has all played out so publicly and you know, doesn't necessarily make things look the best. Do you really think that it's for the best, how would I put it, for the good of the foundation that you've been so public about this? Had you knocked on other doors and raised these same issues in every other way possible more discreetly?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I ran for the board. When I ran for the board, one of my big platform issues was the idea of an independent ombudsman to oversee what was going on in the foundation. Now that you've read everything that I said, I think you'll understand why I called for that. It's still something that hasn't been implemented. If you look at it again, you'll also see the most contentious issue that I had with the foundation at the time of when I was running for the board was the whistleblower policy. That was where people screamed at me about things that I was saying, and I began to slowly, gradually release some of the information, some of the things that I knew, very small tidbits that I knew or that I thought were being done wrongly. The answer is, the question was, if you have an independent ombudsman, the whistleblower policy basically states that if there is a problem, if you see some wrongdoing in the foundation, then it is upon the person to go to either the chair of the board or to the executive director. In my case, I saw wrongdoings by both the chair of the board and the executive director. Who am I left to go to?
Oh, dear. That's a very strong statement you've just made.
That's a very strong statement that I've made, and the board knows that it's true. The board received countless emails that Brad never appeared in the office, for example. They know that it's true. The board at that time, at least, knows that what I'm saying is true.
And I think
the people that do know that this to speak up, because there are so many people that know what I'm saying is true.
And we can
private emails to me aside saying, I wish I could say this. I wish I could vouch for you. All of that aside, it's unfortunate, but yes. How do you run an organization where you can't whistleblow because the people that you would whistleblow against are the people who are the ombudsman for the organization? You need somebody.
Well, it's happened time and time again historically, internationally, hasn't it? It's I think we concluded our conversation yesterday, Danny, by sort of saying you mentioned a quote from I think you were saying a book you were reading actually about the Napoleonic Revolution or Napoleon, who sort of said beware that the greatest enemy of revolution is its success.
Yes.
And just sort of saying your feeling perhaps, or the thought that Wikipedia has well, the revolution has been incredible. I don't think if I'd have told you, Danny, back in 2000 and I think two, you said when you first came across this hobby, if I'd have shown you now where Wikipedia would be, I doubt you'd have believed me.
I doubt I would have joined.
Yeah. So do you have any, Darova, how would you like to see this sort of, you know, what's the best way to address these concerns or not, or to deal with it? And what's your, you know, I'm asking a lot here, but would you have any sort of advice for the best way forward?
Well, I think some people might tune into this and suppose that I'm much closer to being in the loop than I am, Danny was in the office for quite some time, and I've never set foot in it. I haven't been to Florida in, 10 years or more, and even though I do live in California, I'm in the other end of the state, and I'm not really all that involved in the foundation governance. So I want to step back and keep an open mind here, and I really would like to believe the best of everybody involved. It's one of those, you know, naive, assume good faith things that he certainly sounds sincere. And then again, I'd like to believe the best of Jimbo and of everybody else that he's speaking about. So I would like to find out, if with allegations these serious, coming from someone, of Danny's stature, I would like to see that, I'm sorry, somebody just tried to chat me here and I lost track. But I would like to see him, what the books say. I mean, he's saying this is in the books. One way or another, let's clear the air.
So there's I would say that there's possibly some questions the foundations could answer sort of promptly and quickly. We haven't touched on the fact that Sue did immediately come out, of course, and make her statement, I think, on your blog, Danny.
Uh-huh, and I asked her question about it, and I asked that same question again. Is she willing to state unequivocally that Jimmy Wales never wrote a check to the WMF to reimburse the WMF for his personal expenses? In other words, he was caught, and he had to pay it back. Or else, in other words, that's one way of looking at it, or you could say he took a loan from the WMF, and he had to pay it back. But there was reimbursement. Is she willing to come out and say unequivocally that Jimmy Wales never reimbursed the Wikimedia Foundation?
There are questions. I mean, there are questions all over the place. And one thing being, the wiki being the wiki, I'm sure tens if not hundreds of thousands of words will continue to be written. That's all I think we'll draw a veil there because we've probably lost our 7 or 8 listeners that we might have had. We're into the hour mark. But thanks heaps, Danny, for coming on and the Rover, and I've really enjoyed it, and I find this sort of thing fascinating, so thanks.
Okay, my pleasure.
Thank you.
And in fact, just before you go, Zaginda, are you still there?
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming to the room and listening. Anything you want to say or any questions as a final word?
Well, if all these things are just coming out now, what else is just waiting on the back burner to come out?
I think we'll keep our eyes peeled to Danny's and others' blogs from that regard. I'm going to hit stop now, guys, but stay in the room and we'll have a quick conflab. Thanks for listening. See you later.